Zizner Sechia Meru, Soprano. It shall talk of the power of your awesome deeds, and I will tell of your greatness. What does it mean? V'izuz Nerusechia Meru. Says the Sfarno, they'll speak about the strength of your kingship. What's Izuz? Izuz is like us, strength, but it's doubled over. Because it's doubly strong. Where is it doubly strong? Hashem izuz v'gibar. Be'elyonim v'tachtonim. The upper realms, the lower realms. Hashem has this double strength of total control over everything that happens. And the Tzidisian says very simply that izuz is an idea of strength. And everybody is going to have an awareness of Hashem because of the strength of his actions. In fact, we have a pasuk which is very similar to this. This is the pasuk that mentioned Hashem izuz v'gibar, Hashem gibar milchama. And on that pasuk, the Malbim says, Hashem is gibar mitzad atzmai. Hashem is inherently strong. When Hashem destroys all the laws of nature, and he causes everything to fold before him, everything is subjugated. In front of Hashem's infinite strength. Hashem is gibar milchama, Hashem is strength, strong in war to organize all the forces of nature as he wishes. To use them to fight for the cause that he so desires. This is the idea of Hashem, not just being the creator and the sustainer, but being able to marshal all of the natural forces to do his will. He doesn't need to destroy them. He can guide them, he can manipulate them, he can use them for his purposes. And perhaps that's what it means here too. For Izizner Sechi Amiru is with the double eyes. To tell us there are two ways that Hashem reveals himself. Hashem revealing himself through overt miracles, through revealed miracles where Hashem essentially breaks down the laws of nature. And also, of course, concealed miracles, Nisim Nistarim, where Hashem works through nature, where he guides nature. He makes nature work for him and for that which he desires, the outcome that which he desires. So maybe this is the idea of Hashem being Izuz. His total control, total dominion over everything that happens. But more than that, even within this total control, there are two ways of doing it. There's Teva and there's Ma'al HaTeva. There's nature and there's above nature. Izuz, two strengths. The ability to work within the system that he set up and the ability to bypass it too. Essentially, this is, because it's appropriate for this time of year, it says really the difference between Pesach and Purim. Purim, the beginning of the year, the beginning of our story. Sorry, Pesach, the beginning of the year, the beginning of our story. Where Hashem breaks the laws of nature, destroys Egypt. 10 plagues. Kriyas Yamsuf, that kickstarts the story of Klal Yisrael, and Purim where Hashem works through nature, where if you don't even notice it, you won't even see him. So Hashem, it's as if he's gradually withdrawing his miracles, handing over the baton to us. That's Izuz. That's Hashem's double strength. The ability to break nature and to work within it. Perhaps it's even a higher level for Hashem to work within nature, so that we can partner with him for his desired outcome.